The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Sorry. Sometimes it takes me a long time to tinkle. Yeah, you know how it is. I'm old. So I shut my phone down and I turned it back on when I was in the potty. All right. When I turned it back on, I got a text from the boss. And it says, did you tell a caller she had reached the, the morgue? So if you're me, do you think that that text was sent from a person who was chuckling or angry? What do you think? Because I can't tell. It just says, did you tell a caller she had reached the morgue? And there wasn't like anything like a LOL or a ha-ha or a laughy emoji. Now, Tyler says angry. Maureen says if it's JC, it's angry. No, it's another person that works there. Becky says deny till you die. Tyler says she called numerous times, I'm pretty sure. So I think she really wanted those tickets. Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, no one was going to win those tickets right then. Becky says I should lie. IMKO says there is no evidence of you doing it. So, yeah, just say it wasn't you. Well, no, it's too late because I wrote back LOL. And then I wrote, I told her the line must have gotten crossed. So now that cat's out of the bag. Like I said, I don't lie. I've made this point before. If I'm going to be man enough to be hysterical as I am, I'm going to always accept the punishment. Yeah, well, of course I did it. Tyler says there is actually video evidence. Well, yeah, there's evidence. So I wasn't even thinking that there was evidence. I'm like, my default is always just to go, uh-huh, yeah. But I you know, I look at this as that was silly, not a big deal. But I'm probably fired. Can you imagine if that's why I got fired? Because I jokingly said that someone was calling the morgue. Chris says, this is the man that ripped a fart into the microphone during a boring interview. No lies needed. Exactly. If you're going to be bold enough to fart onto the mic. Kenny says, all because they can't cancel call forwarding correctly. You know, I mean, come on. Big deal. I didn't say something terrible. I didn't, act like an asshole. I just said, hey, you got the morgue, Crawford County morgue. So now I'm concerned. I'm gonna write something. Please tell me I'm not in that much trouble. Period. Tyler says, we can add this to the list of reasons for firing. Made fun of pants. Defended sponsor. Oh, yeah, gift of life, those assholes. Claim to be a morgue. Yeah, I always get fired for the dumbest shit. I mean, I have never been fired for, saying something like really serious. I've never, attacked anyone historically and said like racist shit on the air, homophobic rant, or, well, no, I have done a homophobic rant, but I didn't get fired for it, so it doesn't matter. That was before I stopped being homophobic. Becky says it's your own personal phone and you're off the company clock. Not really your fault that you can answer it however you want. Well, I mean, this is the type of thing where, I can just imagine them having like a high level meeting and, guess what he did? What? A caller called up and he said it was that they got the morgue. And then it's them not cracking up. I mean, that's fucking funny. Is it just me? I mean, was it funny on your end when the poor lady picked up the phone and said, County Morgue? I mean, it was just out of left field enough that it could maybe go, ha, 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 to some degree. Was it, I didn't say anything terrible. Becky gets the impression that the folks over there are wound a little tight. Yeah, I'm starting to get that too. I'm starting to get that impression. You know, I mean, everybody there is, I think that uptight in more than like in more than like other radio stations that have a lot more. Less room for error, you know? Like, if you're working for a major company and something happens, I could see where a bunch of micromanaging is taking place, but this is a mom-and-pop radio station. They shouldn't be bogged down with this. Did you tell a caller that she had reached the morgue? All right, so I wrote, as you know, I wrote LOL, and then I wrote, I told her the line must have gotten crossed, and then I wrote, please tell me I'm not in that much trouble. Now, of those three messages, enough time has passed, I think, or I have not gotten a response. So I'm guessing I'm in some type of deep caca. I'm checking that company email. See what's up. Okay, nothing. You know, if you were to get that ticked off over something like that, if that were, I mean, that's gonna be a bummer. If we get that type, if I get a browbeating over something silly like that. Jeremy goes with, just tell them you're working at the morgue as a side job and forgot who you were talking to. And his new name is Stan. Don't forget that. Did I use the name Stan? Tyler has a question that I'm not going to read, but yes. All right. We shall see. Stay tuned for the update. You watched it unfold here. There was no malice intended. It's just Eric being Eric. I mean, come on. Every time something like this happens, where I can feel like, I can feel the that the heat is being turned up, I always have this, oh no, what did I do moment. And I don't, it just feels like it shouldn't. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I cleared it up. I said, I must have gotten a line crossed. You know, whatever. Chris from Buffalo says, I'm the fucking Toon Man, for Christ's sake. All right. I'm going to try to move on. In my community, like literally, probably 1.1 mile away, is the local ice cream shop. It's called What's the Scoop. I've told stories where they've been featured before. Years ago, I don't know if I told it on the radio or on the podcast, but I was running and I had to go at number two. And I went in there and the guy who owns the place, his name is Chandler. I go, dude, can I use the bathroom? And he goes, yeah. And I destroyed the bathroom. I mean, it was horrible. It was so embarrassing. Had he not let me do that, I would have just shit in the street. That's how bad it was. It was extreme. It was so pressing that I had to stop running. I had to walk while really with my hands behind me, pushing my ass together to give my ass sphincter a boost to keep the shit from just flying right out of my asshole. And he's great. And every year these ice cream guys, all they got to do is make hay during the week or during the summer, spring, summer, fall, take the fucking winter off, make a ton of money, coast on through the winter, then get back and do it again. This dude has it's a wonderful business. Some dude would go in there and he'd order an ice cream and then he'd go sit and then he'd make eye contact with the staff, usually they're high school kids, typically chicks. And he'd make eye contact with them. And then he'd pull the side of his shorts. And you could see his dong, like, right there. He was exposing himself to teenagers. High school-age girls. Well, it happened once. And then my man Chandler put video surveillance all throughout the place. Well, good news. The dude has been caught because of the cameras. Great job, Chandler.
Ottawa County man. He's facing a number of charges, accused of exposing himself to teenagers working at an ice cream shop. And investigators say this is not the first time he's been in trouble for something like this. 13 On Your Side's Callie Lichter spoke to the owner of the shop, who explains how this has affected his employees.
Two Sundays, 4 weeks apart, he came in and was kind of creepy to the girls right from the start.
What's the Scoop owner Chandler Bolheis says Robert Linscott exposed himself to four teenage employees, once in June and then again in July.
Would stare at the girls when they would look back at him.
He's got like a former Zaniac look to him, does he not?
Look away and then eventually would show his
cock.
I don't know what to say to that. And then it would immediately leave.
In June, a 19-year-old employee says Linscott flashed his privates through the bottom of his shorts and touched himself while eating ice cream at a booth. At the time, Linscott could not be identified. Bolheis says after talking to employees...
let's think about that for a second. You have to be of a mind where you're like, yeah, this is a good idea. And ultimately, it's a win for me. I am at no risk. I mean, considering that you would just throw caution to the wind on something like this. People do the dumbest, craziest shit when it comes to sex. It's a damn good thing Chandler set up the camera because this story gets really great.
Employees, he knew he had to take action.
After the first time, I promptly got video security system in place because of it. Prior to that, I didn't really feel a need for it because it's little old Hudsonville and nothing wrong goes on here, but it does.
Last weekend, Lynn Scott came back and exposed himself.
Look at it. It says, try our brand new fried bacon mac and cheese bites. That's not bad. $4 for 8 of them.
Again, to a different employee. But this time, he was caught on camera and identified. After he was taken into custody, deputies say he admitted to both incidents. Bullheis always wants employees to be safe while working and
I like the B-roll shows the cones.
Increased security measures will help ensure that.
Well,
this should show a banana.
This guy won't hopefully be around anymore for a long time.
Couple of plums.
And I have video surveillance now, so the next time know that you're going to be on camera.
And Callie, this is not the first time Lynn Scott's been in trouble.
No, Juliet, officials say Lynn Scott has a history of incidents like this dating back to 2007 and in multiple counties. But he was only convicted in one of those cases where he spent 30 days in jail and 1 year on probation. He now faces 2 counts of indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person and is in the Ottawa County Jail tonight on a $100,000 bond.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oh, my God. $100,000. So, you know, repeat offender. This asshole. I wonder if they're open over there at What's the Scoop. I haven't spoken to Chandler in quite some time. I'm a frosty treat guy myself, but might have to drop by and say hello. I wonder if Ice Cream Shop...
Hi, this is What's the Scoop.
Oh, hi, is Chandler in?
Hi, sir, what was that?
Is Chandler in?
He's not.
Oh, shucks. Okay. I'll just try back later on. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Yeah, I don't want to make it weird. I mean, I didn't want to start asking a bunch of questions. I like see these people from time to time. All right. God damn, what an idiot. Amy says he has a history of this. I'm shocked. I was lucky enough to see Amy yesterday. Amy, she says, when's the next time you're going to work at Bosco's Pub? And I'm like, I'm here right now. She goes, oh my God, I'm on the way. She was on her way home from something. She comes walking in. I'm working my ass off. But I did get time to break away during the festivities. We had a kind of a crazy night last night, but I have gotten to a level of efficiency when it comes to the French fry making that I think I'm getting elite status for a French fry maker. I'm starting to broaden my horizons. I even cooked a burger yesterday. She went with the loaded Bosco fries, which starts out at as fresh fries. And then you put a ton of Colby cheddar cheese, shredded, a ton of bacon. You put it in the cheese melter, and then it becomes perfect. And then you put like green onions or chives on top. It's fucking glorious. I don't know, though, the idea of, because you're supposed to eat that hot. By the time you get it home, all the cheese is like become more solid. In addition to that, she went with the sassy boscadilla, which is a chicken boscadilla with this sassy pico that is just the right amount of heat with jalapenos. Oh, spectacular. I can't eat that much of that food. That the food there is enough to devastate my any type of attempt I'm making at the time to like nothingness. If I'm trying to watch what I eat and then I pig out at Bosco's, oh my God. And when I'm working, I have to be careful because there's constant piles of grazing food that you can just annihilate. So now I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have pickles and olives, which means my sodium goes through the roof. So I'm fucked. Water, pickles, and olives. Thank you for coming to see me. I appreciate that. Okay, we are moving on this glorious day. Let's see. Oh, hey. Thank you for this. I was sent along a clip. I forgot who sent it. Might have been Brian, Bleeding Heart Brian. Any of you remember Corey Feldman? You know, from those movies in the 80s. Well, he's tried to, like, become prominent again, I guess. And he can't. He's horrible at everything. He's horrible at acting. He's horrible at music. And the only people who engages him are people who are goofing on him. He is a frequent target of Carl at Who Are These Podcasts. And so much so that he was appearing at a concert and Carl went to the concert just to rip on the guy. I mean, not to his face, but just to shoot video. And then it's ridiculous. He's got a backing band and he makes these god-awful songs that suck. And then this video just surfaced. Thanks to Brian for sending it along. Jeremy says, oh my God, EZ, please enter the Corey Feldman universe. Yeah, I get it. You know, I can see the appeal. But I find myself having so many different things that I have my hands in here in just my own little universe that I find myself being deliberately out of the loop on these things because I can't, I don't have time to do anything. Carl and Drew saw him and Limp Bizkit at Pine Knob. I cannot believe that Limp Bizkit was like allowing Corey Feldman to be part of that. I mean, they're like a real act. Corey is not. This is a clip of Corey Feldman's quote unquote guitar solo. This is so bad. Now, the guy who videoed it, you can hear it, but, and it sounds like shit, but is bad with the camera. So he's just with his right hand hitting a string or two and then with his left hand lifting a finger, placing it back down on the same fret. He's not moving up and down the fret board. He's just kind of doing the same thing, one or two notes. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices. that you pay when Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. They mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And then goes with the whammy bar.
Thank you.
It says, bro, even thanks the crowd. Look at these other musicians who actually know how to play. They're like looking at him like, oh, fuck. This is when he makes an ass out of himself for the 8 millionth time. Look at his mouth. He's moving his mouth like he's really, really into the solo. Bad. Everybody's laughing at him. God damn. Donut Dan says, oh, so AC/DC, epic feedback solo. This is easy after that hour of practice to get better than Jack White. Yeah, some people are like, maybe he knows what he's doing. And he's just playing this up. I don't know. Looks like he spends a lot of time and energy on this. My God. Nice stage clothes. All right. Good for Corey. There's a story going on around here in Michigan. The Supreme Court just said that the minimum wage is going to go up. The restaurant industry in particular is worried about that. The servers don't like that, and the owners of restaurants like Bosco's Pub don't like that. You know, as it is right now with the wages that they make, the servers get a lot of money in tips, and in this particular example, these servers are talking about they typically make $25 an hour, but if you do a minimum wage to $12 to $15 an hour, that's going to change how they're tipped when they go to a restaurant. And a lot of this, after they explained it, made sense to me. But the restaurant industry in particular is not at all excited about the cost of the minimum wage going up.
A major decision from the Michigan Supreme Court. Justices ruling to reinstate the increase of state minimum wage and paid sick leave. News 8's...
I love that. Every goddamn time. every goddamn time.
Brittany Flowers has more on the decision and reaction from those impacted.
Though some are calling it a victory, others, like the owner of the Salt and Pepper Grill here in Holland, say this decision will be felt by everyone in the restaurant industry, from owners to staff, even down to the patrons.
My first thought was, oh crap, I'm going to have to get a new job.
Marissa Santilla has been a server for 5 years, but after learning about the Michigan Supreme Court's decision to raise minimum wage for regular and tipped workers, she's unsure about her future in the industry.
I just feel like the whole point of serving is to make tips.
The court's ruling, which stems back to an adopt and amend tactic by the Republican-led legislature in 2018, means in February, minimum wage will rise to more than $12 per hour. It will continue to go up for the next several years and eventually phase out the tipped minimum wage.
The majority of the servers I talk to are like, I don't think I could live off of that.
The industry for us is all about hospitality and about serving people and going above and beyond. So when you take away the incentive to do that, you lose kind of your good servers because they'll have to go make money elsewhere.
One Fair Wage, the group behind the initiative to raise wages, calls this a great day for the more than 860,000 Michigan workers who are getting a raise. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel also commending the decision, saying it's a, quote, landmark victory for Michigan voters. Others, though, question how this will be implemented and at what cost.
I have a server that I guarantee won't want to work for $15 an hour. So if I have to make $25 an hour to retain Trace.
By the way, this guy looks like an excellent owner. By the way, the restaurant looks impeccable. He knows what the fuck he's doing.
See, what does that do to your hamburger price? That's the problem.
For restaurant owners like...
Let me back that up.
I guarantee won't want to work for $15 an hour. So if I have to make $25 an hour to retain Tracy, what does that do to your hamburger price? That's the problem.
For restaurant owners like Mike Karras, it will lead to some tough decisions, including cutting hours, potential layoffs, and inevitably higher prices for patrons.
It's definitely, it's going to be a different business model for us, and it's going to be a different experience for the customer.
And despite the many conversations he's had with other business owners, he says no one has a clear idea of how to tackle this.
We made it through COVID. If you can make it through that, you can kind of make it through anything. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with something, but it's really, really hard to see the future with this in place.
I think you can see the future. I think you said it right there. Your prices at what you pay on the menu are going up.
You can read many more statements from lawmakers. We have all of those inside this story on our website, woodtv.com. Reporting in Holland, Brittany Flowers, News 8.
And not everybody's going to be up to speed with this. You know, I mean, if one day your Boscadilla costs whatever price and the next day it's $6 more, not everybody's going to be able to like, wait, what happened? And all you can say is, well, the Supreme Court raised the minimum wage. And they'll be like, I don't get it. So that's the problem. You would have thought that before that organization that raised, it was with the best of intentions that grassroots organization wanted the minimum wage raised to get people that are in low-paying jobs more money. I get it. But you would have thought that they would have thought it through or talked to any representative from local restaurant industry organizations to see what they thought. Because if they're like, this is why, I mean, maybe they would have had, instead, this is going to be a kind of a disaster, if you think about it. I mean, maybe. It's a little bit of that slippery slope thing, but I think when you look at, well, all right, if now I have to pay somebody, and it starts out as $12 an hour, and it then goes up to 15 over a few years. That's what it'll be. So it's looking like our pal Rick over at TC is going to have to offer more on minimum wage, which, you know, for me, being that I am a $12 an hour worker at Big 101.3, I mean, before long, I'll be making the big bucks. I have an update from the radio station. I was concerned about me being in trouble for my telling the lady that she reached the morgue. Did you tell a caller she had reached the morgue? LOL. Yeah, I told her that the line must have been crossed. Then I wrote, you saw me do this. Please tell me I'm not in that much trouble. I have the result of that question or that query. Not at all. That's Barb. She's a ding dong. She believed you. I was laughing my ass off. Yes. Yes, I was worried about that. I was so worried about that. I barely know these people, so I don't know their tendencies or, you know, what they think is funny or not. Maureen says, phew, yeah, exactly. I forgot to call Kyle from Dumpster Divers. I told him we were going to do audience smelliest balls contest. And I forgot. So he might be busy. I don't know. I'm hoping he's not.
Eric Zane. Eric Zane. Hello, Eric Zane. He's working, I guarantee it. All right, now I'm in the mood to talk. Okay. Hold on. Sorry, I screwed up, period. I ended up calling, comma, but I was late. Friend of the show, Linda, who's also in charge of HR and promotions. She'll be happy that I'm calling Stu McAllister. Okay, if he doesn't pick up, that means the show is officially grinding to a halt. I don't think he's going to pick up. That's unfortunate. I had a discussion with Jacqueline the other day. She says, Dad, totally different topic. A picture came up on my Facebook memories. I go, uh-huh. She goes, and it was when you were swimming, biking, running. I go, ah. And she says, you looked unhealthy. Your face was so... I had jaw lines for miles. My face right now is round. And I go, yeah. She goes, Maddie and I saw it and we hated it. We're like, God, look at Dad. It looks gross. And I go, really? See, she loves commenting on my physical appearance, apparently. Tyler says, I was expecting her to say, you look so hot. She's done that. There was a picture of me when I was 19 dating Pooh Bear. And I like had my shirt off. And she goes, oh my God, look at you. You're so hot. And I'm like, what? What the fuck? And then she like took a picture. It was an actual picture. She took a picture of it and sent it off to all of her girlfriends. Look at my dad. He's smoking. And I'm like, oh. Fucking shit. Fucking knock it off, you sick fuck. She goes, the way your face looks now is perfect. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Now I don't care for my face right now. It's round. I'm fat. I'm gross, in my opinion. That's my opinion of myself. I am hoping to get back to a point where I look like I did in the first picture that she thinks I look gross.
Chris says, Jackie is definitely more Eric Zane than Zaytunian. Jeremy says, imagine what she'd say about the Mr. 10 video. That was peak physical fitness. Yeah, she probably wouldn't like it. I think she likes guys who have dad bods but giant dongs. That's what I'm thinking she's into, because that's what she tells me about me. Hideous. What a notion. Have you ever heard about, I mean, in all the times you've interacted with people over the years, or you've seen stories, or you've watched movies, or you've read books, have you ever heard one about a 20-something young lady talking about the size of her dad's dong? I'm guessing none of you have ever witnessed that in real life, or, I mean, maybe in a bad porno. Enough. What are you doing? You're wrecking my life with this shit. So bad. Maureen says, I can honestly say I have not, ever. Never. Of course not. Earlier, Maureen said, when I lose weight, when I lose weight, people ask me if I'm sick. Happened the other day. They're worried I'm dying. I said, no, I'm not sick. I've just been watching what I eat. For example, yesterday I had... And the guy's like, okay, thanks. I shouldn't have asked. And then I've been walking with Mocha. Have I told you about Mocha? I would take Mocha for walks all the time. We would start out. We'd walk out the front door. Mocha would sniff a little on the grass. And then we'd wander over down the street. We'd pass the Russell's house. Hi, Mr. Russell. Mocha would look. And then we'd hit the Slotkey's house. Mocha would go pee. Then off we go. We'd make a hard right turn, and Mocha would lead the way. Mocha would take a dump on the Smith's yard. I'd clean up Mocha's poo-poo.
Oh, my God.
Before we crown the asshole of the day, it's definitely something that I want you to think about, and that is a life insurance policy. The life insurance agent slash broker of choice is Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com, and learn more about how life insurance can help you. I've had life insurance since I was in my late teens, for God's sake. The younger you are, and in better the health, the good health that you're in because you're young, is going to cost you next to nothing. Can you imagine insuring your life for hundreds of thousands of dollars in the event that something terrible happens to you and your benefactor receives that money and it only costs you a handful of dollars, a couple of visits to the fast food joint a month? That's what it's going to cost you. Get into a policy for you or your family. Reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. He's the best. Buy now, refinance later. That is the mantra of the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Sorry, I had a stroke there. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Jackie, who's busy talking about my dong and her lovely husband, her handsome husband, just finished his process with Mario, and very, very happy. 231-332-6505. Get started today from anywhere in the U.S. Finally, Joe Martinez A&E Heating and Cooling. You know he's voting for Kamala Harris. 616-516-8579. Joe can help you with anything you need. Trying to see if he's in the chat. He's not. For your heating or cooling systems, if you run into a problem during these heating months, cooling months, I should say, reach out to him, 616-516-8579. Maybe it's just a tune-up for the AC. That's totally fine. You should have done that at the start of the year, but whatever. If you have a problem, things just not cooling the house, you need to have Joe look at it, so call him. If you forget the number, you can always just look it up, A&E, A, ampersand, E, heating and cooling, or aeheatingcooling.net, or just reach out to me. I'll point you in the right direction. Tyler writes this out to be read in Maureen voice.
It was a Monday. I like to call them Mocha Mondays. It was 84 degrees and humid. I hate humidity. Reminds me of this one time when I went to Florida and it was so humid.
Maureen says,
I just found out Mocha has bullet fragments in her leg causing pain.
All right. Maureen says,
Kenny, I can't tell you the whole story of Mocha. You know that.
I think the dog changed its name. Didn't they change the dog's name to like Jet now? So cool. Boy, if Mocha slash Jet could talk, Mocha would say,
you know, I'd much rather have been in the dog kennel at the dog pound than live with that loudmouth who couldn't stop talking. That would have been a better life for me than having to hear her over-explain everything.
Hey!
Yeah?
You want a biscuit?
Okay.
Well, first, let me tell you how this biscuit was made.
Okay. Oh, shit. Here we go again.
All right. I guess I'm getting the dogs mixed up. Whatever. Doesn't matter. All right. It's asshole of the day time. Who is the asshole of the day? Trump? Harris? We talked about that. We talked about the guy who said he's going to shoot you if you steal my sign again. How about the guy who showed his cock at the ice cream shop? That's got to be it, right? I mean, that's better than anything else I have. Hang on, I got to get a paper towel. I'm just thankful. You know, at the end of the day, yesterday was Steve Vandeveld, the volleyball player. Whoever the guy is that showed his balls, I don't even know his name. Okay. Asshole of the day is guy who showed his balls, brought to you by TC Paintball. Maybe it was Jerry Barnaby, the old 95.7 host back in the day. Because every time we'd have a staff meeting, he'd be wearing shorts that were way too short. And because the position he was seated in, you could see up the shorts and see his meaty cock and his silver pubes. All right. That is my time. You guys have been an amazing audience. Your participation is key, so thank you for that. Follow me on Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want 7 days free. Thanks again. I'll talk to you down the road, and bye-bye.